What about protein powders and stuff? Are those okay if they're organic? Or I can't do protein powders. They just wreck my stomach. So is it...
It might be what it's made of.
Yeah.
Because remember we talked this morning about there's corn. You're going to have corn whey and you're going to have grass-fed whey. So whey protein comes from cows, but you can have soy protein powder. Is that going to be an option? No. You can have green pea. They have one that's a green pea powder. There's a flax powder. There's a hemp powder. I think if you had to do a protein powder, always my preference would be animal-based, the whey. But I really would like to have a grass-fed. So that's why I said go to Mercola's site. There's a couple of other websites that I've seen that have them, but I've never tried them, so I can't speak to that. But I have tried the Mercola one, and it's good. You're also going to be pretty good with goat whey. There's a company called Mount Capra, C-A-P-R-A, M-T period, C-A-P-R-A, Mount Capra, and they make a very good goat milk whey. And the goats are not, last I called, which was probably a year ago, the goats were not fed corn. They were just naturally grazed, and then they took the milk and made the whey. So that's an option for you. But protein powders, just stay away. The ones you're going to want to kind of stay away from would be the soy protein. And if anything, if it's got added stuff in it, you want to get one that just says whey protein, not whey protein and all those other words. And sometimes they add sugar in. Because let me tell you, whey protein is not what you wake up and crave. It doesn't taste real great. So they a lot of times will put sugar in flavor and color and make it strawberry flavored and all that. You want to avoid that.
So I think some of us are going to run out of here and start just eating a whole lot of meat protein. Can we get too much?
Mm-hmm. If you're not used to eating meat, let's say you only eat meat twice a week, and then you go and you start eating meat three times a day, your little belly's not going to be real happy with you. Hydrochloric acid has to be trained to be released. And if you've not been exercising the muscle that secretes that hydrochloric acid, then you got to work with your muscle a little bit. In other words, if you eat protein twice a week, then go to eating it 3 to 4 times a week to start. And then the next week, maybe add another serving, and then add another serving. And you won't get the bloat. You won't get that uncomfortable feeling that that protein's just sitting in there not breaking down. So yeah, you want to, if you go do it real fast, you'll get through it. It's just going to be a little uncomfortable. But otherwise, just add a little bit at a time. But one serving of protein is the thickness and size of your palm, roughly. It's about 7-8 grams of protein. So I try and get... If I'm gonna